Well, as you just heard from Ed Husic, Richard Di Natale is causing some tactical headaches for Labor at this very early stage of the election campaign. I think we've got quite a few more weeks to go, guys. But the Liberal Party is also facing questions about a preference deal with the Greens. Michael Kroger is the president of the Victorian Liberal Party and a long-time party power broker. Welcome to RN Drive.
Good evening.
Richard Di Natale says he can't see the Greens giving support to the coalition to form minority government. Why would you direct preferences to a party that wouldn't help you govern?
Well, we wouldn't want to be in government with the Greens. But, Patricia, what has happened under Bill Shorten's watches in the last couple of years? The Greens, Labor have gone to the political left, and that has troubled a lot of people in the Liberal Party. They're way too close to the CFMEU for our liking. I mean, see a few CFMEU officials facing 1,000 charges. There are allegations of corruption. They've donated $7.7 million to Labor in the last 10 years, money which we believe Labor should hand back. They've effectively abandoned their commitment to Israel, which has disturbed many people in the Liberal Party. They've abandoned the Hawke Keating legacy of economic growth. They've got no plan at all for jobs and growth. And so we see Labor and the Greens in many ways as almost indistinguishable. Mm-hmm. So the position that we're thinking about is, why would we just hand seats to the ALP when really there's not a huge amount of difference between them and the Greens? And that's the basis of our thinking. I mean, Labor preference the Greens, but they say that we shouldn't. Well, if the Greens are so extreme and so disastrous for Australia, according to Labor, then why do they preference them? If Labor think they're so bad, they should be preferencing us.
The deal you're negotiating would see the Liberals directing preferences to the Greens in Batman and Wills, both in Melbourne, in exchange for the Greens issuing, these open tickets in a bunch of other Victorian seats. Are you confident it will happen? Because yesterday the Liberal Federal Director, Tony Nutt, said that no decisions had been made, and ultimately the Prime Minister says it's up to Tony Nutt. Mm. Will it happen?
No, well, we don't know yet. Nothing's been decided. It's just been contemplated. It will be decided by Tony Nutt in consultation with the states down the track. It's just one of the options being considered. We don't feel bound by giving our preferences automatically to the ALP because Shorten has basically taken them to the left. And so, as I said, a lot of people think, well, why would you automatically preference Labor? I mean, they're our political enemy. It's not so much the Greens or, you know, the Christians or the Palmer United Party, because none of those parties will form government. The Labor Party or the Liberal Party will form government. And so the thinking is, well, you know, why would you automatically give seats to the Labor Party when we don't think that they're that distinguishable from the Greens? That's the thinking behind it, Patricia.
Malcolm Turnbull has also said that Tony Nutt would make the decision in consultation with the organisation. So how much say will you get? Because you have a very clear-cut position that you've really articulated over a long period of time and very stridently tonight. How much of a say are you going to get to make this happen?
Well, these things are done in consultation with Tony Nutt, and whatever decisions made, the party will accept. So as I said, this is weeks away from a decision. It's just one sort of small cog in the political wheel that's being discussed at the minute. As I said, no decision's been made yet.
Okay, I'm really curious to know how helpful these open tickets are for you in these crucial suburban marginals, because it's a contested thing. And, you know, if you speak to people, the Greens, I have certainly off the record, and they say, oh, it doesn't really help the Liberals that much, you know, as they try and mitigate against the claims by Labor. But does it help you enormously if they have open tickets?
Well, historically, it can make a difference of a few hundred votes. So, it depends from seat to seat. It depends on, you know, all of the policy factors that are involved as well. So it can help. As I said, rather than just automatically hand these seats to Labor, we want Labor and Green voters to think about, their relationship with the Liberal Party, before we make a decision in relation to preferences.
And I know it's across the New South Wales border, but, you know, you're a national kind of guy. There's also talk of a Liberal Greens deal there. Here's Jim Casey, the Greens candidate for Anthony Albanese's seat of Grindler at a Greens event in 2014.
I would prefer to see Tony Abbott return as Prime Minister with a Labor movement that was growing, with an anti-war movement that was disrupting things in the streets, with a strong and vibrant women's movement, Indigenous movement, and a climate change movement that was actually starting to disrupt the production of coal. I'd prefer to see Abbott as a Prime Minister in that environment than Bill Shorten as Prime Minister without it.
Now, Jim Casey stands by those comments. Should the Liberal Party send preferences his way? He wants, you know, he wants big protests on the street and he wants coal, just, you know, everything stopped and big numbers on swelling on the streets. That's a pretty big claim.
Well, he's sounds a rather unusual candidate, to say the least, but that's a matter for the New South Wales Division. They will decide those things.
But on principle, do you think that giving someone like that preferences is appropriate? Because you say they're all the same. Is that the same as Anthony Albanese to you?
Well, I look at Anthony Albanese's record. He was a key figure in the Rudd-Gillard disaster. He voted against Labor's policy on turnbacks at the National Conference. He refused to condemn the Labor candidate in Melbourne on Monday after some other extreme comments were made by the Labor candidate in Melbourne about turnbacks. So Albanese is standing against Shorten's policy. He's causing division within the ALP. I mean, Bill Shorten's going to the election with a with the old Kevin Rudd line, which is that there's not a you know, a paper cigarette paper between the Liberals and the ALP on border protection policies. But Patricia, you know, he doesn't believe it. He doesn't support it. It's a lie for Albanese and Labor to go forward with this view that they're all united on this. They're clearly not. And so that's a matter ultimately for the New South Wales Division. But Albanese's record is a very poor one in government. You know, ultimately, as I said, that's a matter for the New South Wales Division.
Just before I let you go, I know we're running out of time. There is an internal battle on the right over the government's superannuation reforms. The IPA is furious at changes they say are retrospective. The government denies they are. Who's right, and do you think this policy will ultimately be dumped?
Well, the government's made a decision in relation to that. It's made its announcement in the budget, and it's going to stand by that policy. Obviously, every time you make changes to superannuation, and Labor made over 30 changes, you're going to have people who are unhappy. You know, that's a matter for the government to deal with, and they've spoken about it in the budget, and they're going to stand by their policy.
Michael, many thanks for your time tonight.
Pleasure. Anytime.
That's the President of the Liberal Party in Victoria, Michael Kroger. Our number here, 0418 226 576. A lot of news breaking on our watch, including that candidate in Fremantle in WA being disendorsed for the Labor Party. And Michael Kroger still saying that he thinks, well, a Greens preference deal is on the cards, even though the final decision hasn't been made.
Want to hear about the best party in town this election season? It's a new podcast with me, Frank Kelly.
And me, Patricia Carvelis.
The Party Room, your essential guide to this federal election. Subscribe now. Simply search for The Party Room in your podcast app.
Or listen via the RN website, abc.net.au/RN.